Yo.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all was just watching some shit. Some fucking goddamn school shootings, boy.
Another one.
Nah, they talking about them on the Vice.
Man, I had this woman come in the restaurant and she was talking about like where she went to school. She's like, oh yeah, I went to Kent State, you know, Kent State. I'm like, why is she saying Kent State like that? Like, what the heck? I'm like, oh shit, yeah, Kent State, that's where school shooting was. So like, that's not something you should try to like point out.
She said Kent.
Yeah, I'm like, what you trying to say? You a killer? Like, I'm like, shit, Kent State, you know? Okay. Yeah. You need to hurry up and go.
Niggas going in there blowing fucking school down.
Yeah, man. It's really mostly
shit, fucking
white boys, like angry white boys. Ain't that? That's usually the school shooters. And that's because white boys are the most privileged motherfuckers on the earth. And they, it's well, in certain places, in America, definitely. Your money has white faces on it. Black, white faces, white men. You see you everywhere.
What happened
you
to
go.
The $20 bills? They're supposed to be putting Harriet Tubman on them hoes.
A white man said he wasn't comfortable with that.
So, they lied to us about that shit.
Man. They done planted plenty of money since then, and it ain't that fucking hard.
Let me see when them things supposed to come out.
Never. They ain't trying to let that happen. They were just talking to be talking. Like, didn't we give her a coin or something? I bet they said that.
Somebody they got when the Harriet Tubman bills coming. Guess they still designing it.
Oh, for real? Get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't still designing that shit. I know a graphic designer who can have it in 48 hours for the right price. And if you print money, you can pay it. I fuck around free-handed if you paying the right amount.
Dude, the design challenge of security safeguard could be more than a decade.
What the fuck? Yeah.
Nigga.
For more than a decade, yeah. That means never.
So we can forget about the shit.
Forget about it. Forget about it. It's crazy. I'm not surprised. That's unfortunate.
On 2020, some of them gonna come out.
Right.
Supposedly. For 100th anniversary. Shit. 100th anniversary of women's suffrage. American take many more years to pass before the average American has a wallet full of Harriet Tubmans due to security concerns.
Due to security concerns.
The blue anti-counterfeit strip on $100 bill took 15 years to develop.
Oh, yeah, right. So just put it on a motherfucker with Harriet Tubman and keep it moving.
Man, what?
They lying, dude. It's a conspiracy.
Yeah, Chris Brown ain't lost shit.
Hey, man. Hold up. Get the fuck out of here. This nigga's slow. Just because he ain't lost, you know, his fan base of white people. You know, gonna listen to whatever the fuck he do.
White people.
Whatever the fuck he put out there. They gonna
he definitely ain't lost his fan base of black people if he ain't lost his fan base. Nigga, come on.
No, man. It's a difference. It's a difference.
Nigga, you ain't never even been to a show. You ain't been to a show.
He progressively got.
Talk to me.
Chris Brown has peaks, and but he has more valleys.
Fuck out of here.
Real talk, man. He be making some hits, but like he have a lot of water down.
He already got all the hits. It ain't about the hits.
Yeah, he got a lot of water down. Like
you talking techno, about the songs.
Techno combo, hip man, R&B, nigga. Platinum hair with waves in his mother. He don't know what the hell he be wanting to do.
It's because he did it all already, nigga. If you go to a show, he gonna play all them slappers for you that he been making for years.
But you know,
gonna be like, damn. Like that.
He's like a volume shooter. Oh, you know what I'm saying? I prefer efficiency. Give me Shaq. Shaq and Steph Curry. I want efficiency. At what you do.
That nigga like, let me see, basketball player he like right now.
He like
Kyrie.
Somebody who take a lot of shots.
He like Kyrie. Mm. You don't know what to do. You know he coming with it. You know what I'm saying? He fucking coming with it, and I don't want to hear it. Because if he ain't been to
it. He don't even be like singing like all the time. Sometimes he just do like a little like that whole little.
Have you been? I
like
know
that Freaky
what
Friday
saying.
Shit. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't answering my question, nigga. Have you been to a show?
Nah, I ain't been to no Chris Brown show.
I can. You ain't been to
how
a
many
show?
Scream tickets you done got?
I only been once. That's all I need.
Did he make you say scream?
I took my old girl to the show.
Okay.
And I was there, and I was like, "Damn, this nigga killing the fucking show! God damn, the fuck!"
Oh man, he only performed the bangers, didn't he?
Man, nigga had mad songs. All the songs you grew up to. Nigga, he been making music since we was seventh grade. Hell.
I know, nigga.
Nigga got mad songs.
That's when he had way more bangers. When he first came out,
he's gonna do every last one of them shits.
But that's cool, bro. That's cool. Like I fuck with Chris Brown. Overall, like I said, he has peaks, but he to me, like over the years, he's had more valleys. Like them bangers. Like say what your name is. Like that nigga had some bangers back then.
Crazy. Nigga got a banger out right now.
What's it called?
Wit. That shit, that nigga be on there. Wit. We got the Ace Boogie. All niggas, fuck out of here.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's cool, but that ain't no classic.
Yeah, that shit hard. You ain't seen the video.
It's
nigga.
Not. That's a regular.
You seen the video, nigga?
That's a regular ass.
You seen the video?
No, bro, but I'm talking about the song. I'm talking about the song. Videos are not the song.
Videos are
audio. They audio.
You ain't seen the video. I don't
want to do with the song, dude.
That nigga put every
that's
bad
a regular
bitch
ass
in the
2000.
That nigga invited every bad bitch to the water park. And then
we in the team. So that Migos, A Boogie with the hoodie, all that repetitive hooks. You know, the dope ass beat.
Okay, so listen, bro. Let me tell you.
Like, that's the regular ass. That's a regular ass song that we hear every.
Yeah. All right, nigga. Listen, this nigga got 173 million views on this shit.
I don't care about the YouTube videos, but I'm talking about the quality of the music. You talking about attention? I'm talking about the quality of the music.
It's sound hard, nigga. What you talking about?
It's cool, but it ain't no classic.
Shit, 173 million views sound like a classic to me.
Just because YouTube. So Shocky 69, he a classic. That nigga's a classic, nigga, because he got a whole bunch of views. Nigga, shut up.
Crazy, nigga. Michael Jackson videos, none of his videos have been classic until he shot the video, dropped the video with it, nigga, every time.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool. But this song is just okay. It's a dance. It's a little club turn up party song.
It's oh, he invited every pretty girl wherever he's from. Goddamn, to the.
I believe it because all he's talking about is wet, wet, wet. All right, bro. You sit your little, cut your Chris Brown ass off.
Video go hard. Wait,
wait. You over there looking down?
That shit funny, cause I ain't fuck with that shit when I heard it like that. When I seen the video, I'm like, that shit is stupid.
Visual enhancement. But what she talking about though?
It sound catchy, but it was just like the wait. There ain't no shit I want to be saying.
Yeah. But you saying it.
I like the video only because I'm trying to prove a point.
Okay.
And my go-to.
That shit funny, man.
Then we got the Lil Dicky got us.
Yeah, Freaky Friday shit.
That video go hard too.
Yeah. Lil Dicky, he creative.
That nigga was snapping on that motherfucker. Yeah. I was like, damn, nigga. That nigga said, I can say the N-word. What's up, my nigga? What's up, my nigga? I was like, hell no, nah, this nigga, that was funny.
That was hilarious.
Nigga Chris Brown got with the program too. That's what made it hard too.
Yep.
Nigga was always with the program. Oh, I made a hit, but it was funny here.
Hey, that's a lane. Ain't nobody else be. Don't nobody else be in.
Yeah, that's his lane. That's the little Dicky lane.
Little Dicky lane. Hey, we coined that shit right here.
That nigga said, I have tattoos. I can sing somewhere. Stupid. That shit was funny. That's some good shit. That was creative. You're right. That was entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah, he came hard with that shit. We're going to have a whole new rap Olympics.
Lil Dicky say he out here out rapping niggas.
Hey, he is.
You be watching these YouTubers and shit on YouTube?
Depends on what they talking about.
The month of the bloggers, the niggas, the daily blog my life head ass.
Yeah, I don't watch no, I watch Gary Vaynerchuk, but he don't just be talking about his life. He just document everything. He be having like business meetings and interviews and shit like that. So I watch him, but I don't watch no daily book. Like I watch the people who do reaction shit.
Who your favorite reaction man?
Oprah Side nigga started it all.
Oprah Side's head ass. Nigga ain't
he started it all, man.
He ain't started damn thing. Oh, I like him because I look like him here.
Nah,
oh,
but
he look like he can be my cousin here.
Hey. That's not
We got the same hairstyle.
It's not about the, you know what I'm saying, the hairstyle. It's about the authenticity and the consistency, as you know, that he was showing. He didn't slid off now. He ain't doing it like he used to be doing it. The reaction videos every day.
They got 1.5 goddamn million subscribers though.
Yeah. You know, but from
cash somebody subscribers, they can talk about he ain't been dropping daily. That nigga dropped 12 hours ago, dropped 2 videos.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
He dropped 3 videos a day. He dropped 1 3 days ago, 6 days, 1 week, 1 week, 1 week. Nigga, this nigga dropping. Nigga.
He dropping weekly. He's doing it weekly, but he used to be on this shit daily.
Nigga said he fucks with Siderson.
Oprah Side Iverson, man. As you know, that's what, if I'm going to say anybody in terms of reaction videos, there's some other people.
He said he fucked with him. I'm dead. That shit funny.
Man, it's real nigga shit, man.
This nigga act like you. I'm dead.
Nah, my man. See, he just did it how you know what I'm saying? You just gotta be yourself. You gotta be yourself.
My nigga like to keep his shit rough scruff. Fuck you, man. me be a motherfucking stylist, nigga.
What?
Nigga, my nigga need a stylist. In this yeah. Be a stylist. I'll be your stylist, bro.
That nigga ain't on TV. That's the thing that people like fuck with, because he don't care about that shit.
Fuck that.
It's part of his brand, man.
Care about that shit, nigga. I care about that shit. Yeah, care about it.
You know what I'm saying? That's your brand. Exactly. This nigga brand differently. Different. It's a scruffy ass nigga who might be ashy. Because that's why he got the love.
His brand has nothing to do with his image. So if he
it does though. It does though. Just
no, it don't.
It does though.
Fucking
don't. He does though.
Niggas looking at him like, nigga, get a haircut, nigga. Just keep it tight, nigga.
Exactly. That's part of his brand.
Even if you don't keep it tight, it's all good. How about you? Nigga, you can rock. You can get fresh when it's time to get.
But see, he ain't trying to do all that. He ain't trying to do all that.
You gotta get fresh sometime.
Nah, man. You don't, bro. He at home.
Oh, I'm at home, ass nigga.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, Stephen A and them niggas gotta wear suits and ties and shit. You gotta come on there. And he got a million subscribers in the fucking t-shirt with no haircut, my nigga. Who's really winning?
Shit.
Yeah. He ain't clocking into nobody.
Yeah.
Now he may not be getting paid like them. And, you know, but his ways to capitalize.
Cash, no.
He may not be cashing out as much as he could be, because you don't just get paid like that just from the YouTube sponsor. I mean, the ads, like, you know, that ain't big bills. You gotta use your attention to, you know, promote a product or, you know what I'm saying, some other shit to put behind the attention, or, you know, connect his YouTube videos to, like, you know, if he was doing reaction videos with like products, he can get money by, you know, having an affiliate link. And he ain't really doing shit. From what I see, he ain't doing it. He need to hit me up. Hey, Oprah side, nigga. When you listen to this motherfucker, hit me up, man. I can help you get hella money, bro. I got you.
Shit never coming out.
For real.
Shit never coming out, nigga. Over with. No support. Over with for the support. No, I'm bullshitting.
What you think?
Cause on God, nigga, let me blow up on some shit like this, nigga. I'm shitting. I'm shitty.
To my shitty fresh?
Hell no. I already had my shitty fresh stage. I ain't young no more. I don't give a fuck about being that fresh no more. I'm fresh to the bitch head ass. That shit over with. Nah, it ain't over with. Shit, that be over with. Got me fucked up.
Man, but you just gotta, it's levels to that shit. You
more selective now. More selective. My closet picky now. My closet got picky. Now you just can't be invited in the club no more. I used to be inviting a lot of items in the club. Now you ain't invited no more. You gotta be selective. I'm getting picky. You gotta be special to get added to the collection. You gotta really make the team better.
Yes, nigga.
You do.
Nah, that's real shit though.
You got to, man.
You gotta know what type of staples, cause you know you gotta have a foundation to the wardrobe, and then you add accessories. But you gotta have a foundation.
Except then you add accessories. I'm dead. I just want some more designer shoes, maybe a couple more. That's about it. I don't need shit else.
I'm trying to get hella suits.
I don't want hella suits, head. I need like barbecue your Steve Harvey dressing ass.
Nah, man, I'm on the Italian type shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm hella.
I'm about to barbecue your Tony Soprano watch.
Nah, niggas who know how to dress, like, you on some other shit. You ain't on it yet.
Yeah. I swag. I'll be way better than any nigga with a suit. If I go get a suit, if they be like, you go get a suit, and they be like, tell me to go get a suit. I'm gonna be way fresher than anybody that went and got the suit. I'm gonna be like, all right, what suits we got? All right, we gotta be classy now. We gotta be swaggy.
Bro, you don't know this shit about suits, nigga.
We gotta be classy, but we gotta be swaggy. You know what I'm saying? So I need a little splash somewhere on the suit now. I need some splash somewhere. So where we coming with a splash at? And that's where we gonna go from there.
Bruh, I got this nigga who is a designer.
I don't get something going.
Clothes designer. Like, I want, man, like, that's why I need the suit. So he can, like, I want the interior of my motherfucking suits. Like, yeah, on some shit that you ain't never seen. And then that's where you're going to catch the different prints that I can throw in his flag.
Interior head ass.
You already know.
I want the interior. Driving that interior.
Ooh, that's how fucking fresh it is. You gonna feel like you in a Benz, nigga.
Nigga gonna have a goddamn 3-piece suit on, hopping out a goddamn Honda Civic.
I ain't trying to. You in a 3-piece suit? Hell nah.
That boy gonna have a suit on in that fucking Honda Civic with no AC.
Bruh, see, you the nigga in the suit who trying to wear the suit jacket. Like, you trying to wear it in every condition. You dress, nigga, you ain't dressing accordingly, my nigga.
Oh, shit.
You the nigga. Still like, oh, I thought we was just wearing suits, though. But, like, nigga.
Nah, I ain't wearing no suit.
My nigga. Vest or something, my nigga.
I ain't wearing no full suit, nigga, unless the nigga's gonna. I gotta be.
Yeah. You coming out any time, but how you like the splash? Got a feather in his hat, ass nigga.
Hell no, never.
How you like? Hey, I got a haircut. How you like the splash with the feather in it?
Hell no. Hell no.
Yeah, you can't be wearing them motherfucking hats no more, right?
I'm coming with the only way I'm rocking it's for formal. It gotta be something formal. If it ain't formal, I ain't rocking.
Nigga gonna throw his hat. It's gonna land on the corner of the light.
Shit ain't formal. I ain't rocking no suit. Fuck you, man.
Yeah, man. You just gotta know how to do it, man.
Man, me and no goddamn 3-piece for nothing. Nothing. Fuck. On some goddamn Adidas track pants, polo tee, black preferably, nigga. I'm Gucci down, nigga. Fuck you mean.
Okay. I really ain't trying to wear nobody shit that ain't black owned.
You trying to go Steve Harvey, nigga. I ain't trying to hear that
Steve
shit.
Steve Harvey. What?
You going Steve?
Who the fuck? That ain't got nothing to do with what I just said, nigga.
He says you rocking suits.
No, nigga. I said I ain't trying to wear nothing if it ain't black owned. Suits is a part of the wardrobe.
So are you only rocking Jordan now?
What?
What?
That is not black owned. Jordan's through Nike.
Jordan ain't through Nike no more, nigga.
Nah, it's still, like, they still eating.
Nah, nigga, they got them distributed for him.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm fucking with Jordan then. I'm fucking with Jordan.
So, and then I don't know if that's right, though. I'm bullshitting.
Nah.
But, what's black on, nigga? You don't even know nothing.
I said that's my goal. Now, if I have to be the person to boss up and have it, you know what I'm saying, create all this shit, and that way I can buy all my shit.
I got a clothing line right now. I ain't bought a goddamn thing.
No, nigga, you is not.
Jordan black home, goddamn.
You ain't got no clothing line, nigga. Y'all ain't got shit to.
Yeah, you gotta do some time. You gotta change up the roster sometime.
You ain't trying to make no moves with it, bro. I've been talking about buying all types of shit. You ain't trying
my roster.
You still trying to? You still want to work for people?
I got to get the roster correct.
The team. No, you know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and help y'all boss up then. Time to do that shit. Clothing line. I had a clothing line back in high school on some shit like that.
I put that diamond on a rock. Man, that shit ain't nothing. That nigga Kanye West album whack as hell.
DJ Kanye West and Cudi.
Kanye West shit whack.
You listen to the Kanye West and Cudi?
Shit whack.
I to it.
Shit whack as hell, why?
Yeah, they riding that Pusha T wave right now.
It's over with. Drake ain't dissing them back. So, fuck him.
Yeah.
Cardi B got them big ass titties, though.
She pregnant, nigga. Duh.
I just seen her pop up on my screen. God damn, these titties are big.
You would drink some milk out of them.
Drink whatever out of that. Fuck it. Got the teeth fixed too.
Ah,
she did
breast milk. Breast milk ass, lactating ass. Nigga.
Soon as she got damn fixed the teeth, it was all right.
Nigga, just breast.
Niggas,
get your breast milk ass out on somewhere, nigga.
I told niggas she was bad before the teeth. I was telling a couple of niggas. I was like, way before she was on, I was like, yeah, Cardi B slick bad. Now I'm just looking at her though. She is bad as fuck though, really. Cause I'm looking at him, titties and nice skin color and like yeah, them lips and shit. And
the titties and the teeth. No offense to Cardi B, cause yeah, she's sexy, but both of them was like additions. Like she didn't have the teeth and she ain't had the titties before.
And then I started seeing it. I was like, yeah, I can see the badness in her now. I can see how somebody be like, yeah, if she bad to the bitch, niggas. Niggas is like, hell nah, that bitch ugly, bro. What the fuck? Nigga, you tripping. Like, nigga, if she ugly, then y'all retarded. Now they on her pussy. Cardi B is bad. Nigga, get this shit, nigga. How Ben told you.
You was one of the first, huh?
Ben synced it in her, nigga.
Christopher Columbus face ass, nigga. I see first.
This nigga LeAngelo Ball is not making the league.
Not yet. Not unless he listen to me. I could get that nigga right. Who he need to? He need to model his game.
You seen the Lonzo Ball video?
Yeah, I saw the Lonzo Ball nigga. I was talking about it. LeAngelo. We can get to that shit in a minute. So what? Look, LeAngelo. What he need to do? He got the same body type. Same height, same weight as James Harden, right? James Harden.
Hell no.
Listen. He can't dribble.
James Harden was way better than that nigga.
you're not listening. I said that's what he needs to model his game after because James Harden don't. He's not. He play his game based upon
he can't play like
balance.
He can't play like that, nigga, boy.
He need to work on his handles.
He got, bro. I'm telling you right now.
He needs to work on his handles. He need to get him a handles coach. So a handles coach.
That nigga ain't never gonna be that good.
And he need to like. But listen, that I didn't say he was gonna be that good. You going to the extreme. You know, there's always a watered down version of somebody. He need to learn how to dribble.
He need to
learn how to dribble.
That nigga can't even be a watered down version of that. He got to be your bully. He got to be out there and be a bully nigga. He got to be a bully nigga that can knock down threes.
You're narrow. You're narrow minded. You're narrow minded. Yeah. If LeAngelo Ball had handles and kind of like, you know, like passing.
Niggas never going to have fucking.
Niggas. So niggas can't work on their handles?
No, he never going to have James Harden. He never going to be. So there will be no reason for him to work on his handles like that.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
You like, ain't that's where his weakness like is. That, nigga. You ain't finna put it on the floor like that.
That's why he's limited.
I'm gonna tell you that right now, nigga. James Harden, goddamn. I'm gonna tell you now. I seen James Harden in high school, and that nigga was way better than LiAngelo ass. And LiAngelo cold as fuck. He's shooting the cover off of it, but we talking about a nigga dribbling and shit already, and putting it between his leg, dunking.
I'm telling you, that's what I'm saying. LiAngelo ball 2 years with like a dope ass handles coach. He had way better handles.
Nigga was just in Lithuania. He's fucked.
But he ain't have no handles coach. Nah, he ain't got no type of handles coach.
Fuck, he just got to go overseas somewhere and work his way.
No, he need a handle. He need an American handle.
He need to get a little older, man. When he hit about 22, maybe.
No, he ready. He need to be working on his handles this whole time. I'm telling
you. Yeah, he need to be working on all his game the whole time.
Yeah, but his handles really need it. Like, he need to be going in.
What he really... Really, what he need to be getting good at is motherfucking knocking down goddamn threes. Fuck that.
He can in life, but LiAngelo, I've been seeing him shoot for a long time. He can shoot. That nigga can shoot.
Like, he's work on his fucking shoot. Defense. That's really why you ain't making the league. These niggas coming in 6'7", way more athletic than you, and you pretty athletic, nigga.
Yeah, he straight. He did straight in the pro combine.
Shit, but not compared to the other niggas that.
I mean, his vertical was like 30, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 30 that shit might have been straight, but if you seen the nigga that they talking, seen some of them niggas, like I seen a nigga that they talking about supposed to be going like 27th. It's only two rounds anyway.
Right.
They're going like 20th something, late first round. Nigga from Miami, like 6'7", hooping, jumping out.
But the league is looking...
Everything you seeing from these niggas that they talking about is
LiAngelo like ball needs some handles, and he can get quicker, and he can work on his defense.
Yeah, ain't nobody say. I mean, he ain't going this year.
But everybody can't shoot like this nigga, bro. That nigga can shoot.
That's the thing. Them niggas were shooting.
Shooting to me, I think shooting.
He can't play no defense. You got to think about it. If a team really want to be good,
that's because his foot speed is slow. He needs to get on some ladder drills.
He ain't got time for slow foot speed and the nigga foot speed.
Nah, but he can get on. He can get on ladder drills and box jumps and shit. Yeah,
he really can. It's just not this year. You ain't getting picked up, bro.
No, but in 2 to 3 years, he could be ready for the NBA.
2 to 3 years. That's what I said. About 22, 23, he might be ready.
But man, he just really got to be on these, like his shooting. He can shoot, and he know how to play the game. You need
I don't
your
even know about
speed.
Lil Melo no more. I don't even know.
Bro, if they get them some coaches and stop having his dad coach him, like, y'all tripping. Y'all tripping with that. I'm like, bro, that's the worst decision in the world. Like, you got money now. You can hire the best coaches in the world.
Oh, I did it with the first one here.
Yeah, he was like, no, bro. He just had, like, hella game. Like, nigga, you need to get these niggas the best coaches there are.
He said, no, nigga. This nigga just had hella game. What do you mean?
For real.
Wasn't you. This nigga just was trill.
Right. That nigga was out there shooting all day, every day.
The other two... I don't know, man.
LaMelo just ain't got no dog in him, and he ain't got no discipline. You know, see, he just ain't got no consistency. He ain't got no consistency. He don't know, like, he ain't got no discipline. None. And LaMelo, because when he was young, he used to compete with older people, and it was hard, so he had to be serious. You know, he started getting older and started playing lackadaisy. Now his mechanics, you know, ain't as crisp as they could be. His handles ain't, he done play, like, he ain't been progressing like he was when he first came in. So, yeah, it's time he's supposed to be playing against, like, niggas way better than him and getting buckets. That was your claim to fame was that you was the youngest nigga. And now you getting bodied by people your age. They done caught up.
No, I wouldn't say they caught up. He's still good as hell for it.
Yeah, he good as hell, and he's 6'7".
Exactly, that's why he good as hell.
but in terms of like his handles, he gets sloppy with his handles.
The nigga should have been going to the college to play somewhere. That's where they fucked him off.
Hey man, if he played in one of these good at like the Euro League, like they got some hoopers. Like a whole bunch of niggas who don't make the NBA play over there.
Nigga ain't ready for it.
Yeah, but that's where he need to play. He need to play in a good ass Euro League. He don't need to be playing against no kids. Like he need to play against where the athletic NBA players who don't. I mean, the athletic Americans who don't make it in the NBA go play somewhere else. That's where he need to go play. Yes, they got leagues like that across the world. You don't need to be playing with no fucking kids. Cause it's the NBA is better than like hell. Now you do
nigga
not need playing to
be playing them, with no nigga playing them scrubs scoring 60 and shit. Nigga, I could have scored 30 in that game.
Man, what you talking about? You talking about the Mellow? You know, well, that's not the league I'm talking about. Mm. I mean, that was them big baller games. Them was on, you know, against some random people, but
exactly. Whatever. Bullshit.
I ain't talking about them. I'm talking about playing in a real ass league. like a Euro league, not just one of these small ass poke. I don't know, whatever, you know, a small ass league where he gonna get playing time. He need to go to a tough ass league. He worried, see, you know what I'm saying? LeVar worried about him getting playing time because, you know, he don't want him to get around people who better than him, but he don't know that he get around people that's better than him, then he'll get better. It's gonna make him get better if you don't come save his ass. Then he could be saving his ass.
No, he gonna save
him.
He the baby. No, he gonna save him.
I'm like, nah, bro. You need to let that nigga have to fight for a position. He been giving shit his whole life. The only time he probably competed against his brothers.
Yeah.
Nah, you need to let him have to outwork somebody because he'll rise to the occasion. That's when a little the boy Mellow turned into man Mellow.
Nah. Kidding.
I'm telling you.
Look at him. Real talk, bro.
For real. You need that shock, and then Lil Melo going to be like, then he'll go to the league. I don't even doubt it, because he got the potential. He got to unlock that beast.
Real talk, Charlie.
Lonzo got it. Lonzo, like, he got it. Like he don't need nobody to push him.
Nah, he fucking around, wake up next year.
Yeah. He don't need nobody pushing him. Like, he driven. And, yeah, so. It's the Mellow. And then LiAngelo, I want him to just have a chip on his shoulder and actually go work on this game for 2 years and then come back and actually, like, be in the league, like, shooting lights out somewhere. But you need to get your foot speed and get your handles up. And then you can actually compete. Come in, get your foot speed up first. That's first. first. Get you a jump rope. He need a jump rope. He need to be on some box jumps. He need ladders. Yeah. He need them little small hurdles. I had a nigga with some. He need to click it with Chad Ochocinco Jones. I mean, Chad Ochocinco. I said Jones. Yeah, call Chad Ochocinco. I bet you he'll get his foot speed up. Go do some work, some drills with Antonio Brown. I bet your foot speed get up. Like, and you'll have hella views. Man, they need to. Hey, LeVar, call me, nigga. Call me, LeVar. I have you. Man, I got a beautiful mind. Who was in that movie? A beautiful mind. But, hey, LeVar. You know, get LiAngelo with some people who really know what they're talking about with when it turns to foot speed, and then get them with handles coach. I say white boy Jason Williams.
Fuck Jason Williams.
Oh, you ain't fucking with Jason Williams?
Nah, I'm bullshitting.
I'm gonna say that nigga got hella handles. He got handles. AI, I think it's more instinctual. But, and athleticism, he probably AI had more athleticism, but yeah, Jason Williams, he had them handles. So click up with him, click up with, and get you a handle. Just get you a handles coach, man. Get you them gloves, do everything, dribble tennis balls, like do it all. You need to do it nonstop. They too lazy. They don't work out 24 hours a day.
Hell no.
And then this new video that Lonzo got. You know, I'm rocking with it because this is family. Like, shit, you know what I'm saying? Do a video. Don't be doing all these videos. You doing all these videos and you ain't never had no video with your fam. Okay. And it wasn't meant to be no serious video. It was just like, you know what I'm saying? Something just like playful. living, you know what I'm saying, extra exaggerated type of video, but you know, a little parody in it.
My ass already goddamn sleepy as hell now, boy.
Sleepy night, nighty night ass nigga. Oh, I wanted to talk about Lonzo's video, but I'd rather count Z's instead.
Fuck Lonzo. Fuck LaMelo Ball. Fuck LiAngelo. Fuck LeVar Ball. Coffee teeth ass. I'm bullshitting. I'm bullshitting. I fuck with all of them. I like all of them. That's why I know about them.
Yeah, man. Take your ass to sleep, man. I'll holler at you tomorrow, fool.
All right.
Yeah.